What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 Football Show, where we discuss the entire Big Ten from Rutgers to Ohio State. You can catch us every Monday breaking down the major games, storylines, and previewing the next week's slate. If you love the Big Ten, pack a bag, jump in the car, and enjoy the ride. I am your host, Jordan Williams, and I am shockingly here with my co-host, Dante, who decided not to abandon me for 2 weeks in a row. So Dante, how are you doing? How was your vacation?
Vacation was fun, man. It was hot and draining. Like, that was a different type of heat I've never dealt with before. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I bet. You know, you wanna know how it was in Ohio?
It was probably hot here too.
Yeah, it was hot, but it wasn't as much fun.
No, I mean, next time.
Yeah, and I'm super salty, which is why I haven't let it go, because I was supposed to be there, but you know, just couldn't fade it. It's not
angry at me, like,
because you still went. You know what I'm saying?
That's my boy going on his own.
I know. I mean, you can make it seem like you are being a good person, but, like, it doesn't mean I'm not going to talk trash. You know what I'm saying? That's it. All right. So, I mean, Dante's back, which means we can have a real podcast. I'm not talking to myself. That was, like, awkward. I don't know how but I still talked for, like, an hour, which is, like, stupid. I looked up at the time, and I'm like, I have an issue. Like, what is wrong with me?
I got a problem.
I talked to myself for 58 minutes.
About college football.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was actually kind of fun, but it was also kind of weird because there was a couple of things where it was like, it would have been a lot better with conversation. Right. Like, I mean, as we get into these games and start reviewing these games, you know, it would have been a lot better to have you on the show to talk about these games. I think we could have gotten into them a little bit more. Right. I'm just happy. I'm just going to put it out at the front of the show. I said that there was a chance that Michigan State upsets Miami. I said it. It happened. And honestly, yeah. And I mean, I didn't think they were going to win, but I said that the Indiana-Cincy game was going to be a good game, and that Purdue game. and to look out for Purdue Notre Dame. And the Purdue Notre Dame game was close for a little bit. It's not what you would expect a Purdue Notre Dame game to be, because Notre Dame sucks this year, which is going to be a common.
I mean, they didn't even lose by that much, but two touchdowns.
And it was one of those games where it's a lot closer than the final score.
Right.
Yeah, like it's a lot closer than the final score, because that game was close. If Purdue had, you know, any kind of offense, they may have had a chance.
It took the lead to start the game, I believe.
Yeah,
If I'm not mistaken. So yeah, you've been saying it all year that Notre Dame stinks, and they're going to continue to show that they stink.
Yeah, they suck. If it's this week, Notre Dame's going to lose their next two games. Well, because I think they play Wisconsin this week for sure, and then I'm pretty sure they play Cincinnati the next week.
Yeah, and I don't think Cincinnati's going to lose a game until I don't know if Cincinnati's going to lose a game this year.
I don't know Cincinnati's schedule, but let's see. Yeah, so Notre Dame plays Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, USC, and UNC in five straight games.
Two wins. They might have.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Out of that, yeah.
I mean, they're going to go 0-2, and then Virginia Tech is a tough team. They may pull it out against Virginia Tech, but that's not going to be an easy win. Mm-hmm. And then USC is USC, but like they could pull it out. You know that I think. And then UNC is they That's like UNC at least has an offense. Like they UNC, just put up a bunch UNC of points. UNC
isn't a given W anymore, like it like that school used to be.
So yeah, and Virginia Tech beat North Carolina, yeah, and it's. I do think they win the Virginia Tech game because I just don't see them winning, losing three games in a row, and I have them losing to Wisconsin and Cincinnati. I think they take some anger out on Virginia Tech.
And still but, win by a touchdown? Probably just a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a field goal. So Notre Dame sucks. This is going to be the beginning of the Everyone Sucks podcast here on the I-70 Football Show. Everyone sucks but the Big Ten.
That might be the title. That might be the title of this
I-70 Football's podcast. Everyone sucks.
Everyone sucks.
All right. Dante, where do you want to start? Which game do you want to start with?
All right. We're recapping, right?
Yeah.
Let's get Michigan in.
Get Michigan out of the way. I'm glad you said that.
Because that's a nothing game. That's a nothing
game. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because I actually want to talk about Michigan. I just have one question. Is Michigan good? Michigan's 3-0. They have 17 million rushing yards and 20,000 rushing touchdowns and literally nothing else. I need to pull this up. They actually had like what looks like a decent passing game this game until you realize that they had an 81-yard touchdown, which makes the rest of their passing like obsolete. I think they had just over 200, and 80 of those 200 yards came on one play. So it's like, you didn't really pass the ball. The last game, they didn't pass the ball at all, like all.
And I get the concern, but if I can run on you all game and you can't stop it, I'm going to just run on you all game.
See, and that's exactly the question I have. That's why I want to talk about it. So this week, Michigan's quarterback, as a total, they went as a whole, they went 12 for 17, 233 yards and one touchdown.
That's not bad.
87 of those 233 yards came on one play. It was an 87-yard touchdown. So that's like 140-ish yards. That's like 140-ish yards. Last week, they went as a team. You have to do it as a team because they just didn't do anything as a whole. They went 13 of 17 for 216 yards and three touchdowns.
And that's passing.
Yeah.
See, which that's not terrible. So it sounds like their identity is running the ball, which is nice. They have an identity, and then their quarterbacks or their passing game is competent. So it doesn't help much, but it doesn't hinder the team's success whatsoever. So I think they're still a good team. We have to see them go against some real competition.
Yeah, there's one more. They went 7 of 15 for 44 yards.
That's the first game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't have to throw the ball. They really just didn't have to.
And that's my question. It's like, are they so good running the ball that they don't have to throw? Which is fair. Which then makes them scary. Because if they can throw the ball and they just haven't had to, it's like, okay, this could be a scary team. Like, maybe the Michigan hype train should roll.
I don't know about that.
Other question is, can they actually throw the ball? It's just like, it's just a difference between like, are they throwing because they don't have to? Are they not throwing because they don't have to? Are they not throwing because they can't? And does it not matter because the competition's so bad? Like, is Michigan.
My thing is that I do believe they can throw the football. I mean, they have two games where you go 15 for 17 or whatever it was, like 13 for 17, something like that, and at least get like 200 yards, you're competent. You have a competent passing game. But at least for these first 3 weeks, you didn't have to really fling the ball like that because our offensive line is creating holes, creating pancakes that our run game is just taking care of it. So it's like Ezekiel Elliott's first year with Dallas. Dak's a good quarterback, and he was then. But, I mean, hand the ball off to Zeke. and let them do what they do. Or even DeMarco Murray. When Tony Romo and DeMarco Murray was there, Tony Romo's a competent quarterback. He can give you 400 yards passing. But if you don't have to risk the eventual interception that man's going to throw because you can run the ball 30 times with DeMarco Murray, why not just run the ball then?
Yeah. The thing that's going to be interesting with them is what they do against Big Ten opponents.
Yep. Yep.
Because it's easy to run the ball against directional schools.
Yep.
If you don't know what directional schools, it's a school that has a direction in their name. They faced Western Michigan and Northern Illinois. Is there any good directional schools? No, I think all the directional schools are bad. I'm trying to think. Are there any good directional
Northern
schools?
Illinois
are
they all bad? No.
Yeah, but not against Big Ten teams. Like, none of those schools are like...
They put up a fight. They would put up fights. But, you know, you knew they were going to lose.
Yeah. Playing a directional school is good for your health. Yeah. Playing two MAC schools is really good for your health. So yes. Shout out to Michigan, because some of these Big Ten teams are playing like freaking Virginia. Talking to you, Illinois. Like maybe you should have played Northern Illinois. It's down the street. Like, you don't even need to bring out the Michigan Jets.
Shit.
Eastern Michigan, like what? Central Michigan.
I'm saying, oh yeah, you definitely get it. They need to see them. I think Michigan will be able to run the ball on Big Ten schools. And the reason why I say that is because every other school has been able to run the ball on Big Ten schools. The only team that hasn't really been able to be giving up big runs or runs like that is Iowa. Other than that, every Big Ten school is capable of being ran on, including Ohio State.
Yeah, so the Ohio State thing is interesting because last year Ohio State was really good at stopping the run. And then, granted, it's Tulsa, so it means nothing, but Ohio State just kind of stopped being stupid and allowed 71 rushing yards. And Tulsa was a running team going into this game. So I think and I wrote an article on this, the easiest thing for Ohio State to fix is the running game. Yeah. Because they're typically good at it. They just have to stop. Like, they were focusing so much on the pass that they couldn't stop the run. So by the time Michigan plays Ohio State, it would be interesting to see if you can still run on Ohio State. That's why I asked if they could pass, because I think you're going to be able to pass on Ohio State all year, just like you were last year. But I do think it's very possible that Ohio State gets their run defense fixed. But it was one game against Tulsa, and we won't know until they play another good team in 4 weeks.
Because I was going to say, well, I want to see Ohio State against another decently good running school.
Exactly.
They played two running schools that were able to get rushes on them. Like, they were, you could see that there were vulnerabilities on there, but playing Akron this upcoming week.
Exactly. And that's why it's hard to say. I mean, I even put, like, even against Minnesota only ran, you know, 3.1 yards per carry except for one big run. And it was one big run when the starting safety wasn't in the game. Now, that doesn't matter anymore because he is the starting safety because the starting safety is injured. So I'm not ready to say anyone can run on Ohio State anymore because it looked better in one game and run defense never should have been a concern for them.
I do think if you're a good running team, if you can run the ball, you can run on any school in the Big Ten right now.
And that's
Iowa.
And that's what's going to be interesting, because is Michigan a good running team, or is Michigan playing directional schools in Washington?
I mean, we'll see next week. We'll see not this upcoming Saturday,
yeah,
but the Saturday after.
Facts. But do you want to know what's interesting about this upcoming Saturday?
What's up?
This is something I never thought I was going to have to say. We're going to have 3-0 Michigan versus 3-0 Rutgers.
Stop it. Hold on.
Someone's going to take their first loss.
Get the fuck.
Yes, we have 3-0 Michigan versus 3-0.
No, because Rutgers has their losing streak for us to be
a pivotal.
Because no,
it's a pivotal game in the Big Ten East.
What the fuck? Wow.
Yep. This is a defining game in the early Big Ten season. 3-0 Rutgers versus 3-0 Michigan.
This is insane.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. Yeah, it's the only thing I can say is me and Dante suck at this because our picks are very, very
awful. Awful. And I think the funniest part about it is just looking at you and what you have about Michigan State and just being so wrong already. 3 weeks in, you're completely wrong.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm happy that I'm wrong about Michigan State because football is better when Michigan State is good. Like the Big Ten is at, like we talked about it in one of these episodes, the Big Ten is at its best when they have those really good teams who are always going to go 8-4, 9-3, and they're going to beat an Ohio State or beat an Iowa or a Wisconsin and like ruin people's season. And Michigan State's perfect at that.
Yeah.
Indiana was looking to position themselves as that. And that's where Rutgers and Maryland are trying to go. And for the last 3 or 4 years, we haven't had that. It was just the really good teams and everyone sucked.
Yeah. And I think this might be the most entertaining the Big Ten has looked in years, just as a competition standpoint.
I definitely agree with that. And
who did Rutgers? Who did Rutgers play? Because like
who did Rutgers?
Delaware, okay.
It doesn't matter who they played. I don't think either one of us had them at 3-0.
Syracuse, right, we didn't. But okay, that makes sense. And then week one, who they play? Temple. You know what? You know what? We should have saw that coming. You know?
Oh like, no! I had them at 3-0.
I didn't. I don't think I did.
Yeah, I had them at 3-0.
Yeah, I did. I promise you, I did.
Okay, so I did pick 3-0. I did pick 3-0 Rutgers. You had them at 2-1. So it's
like, okay.
We have their losses coming.
It's still gross to hear.
You have them going on a 6-game losing streak. So
that's when it's this is the week it should be. Like,
yeah,
because they shouldn't win that game. They should not win that game.
Yeah. Also, Northwestern sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks, but Northwestern really sucks. And I was not prepared for that.
They can't score.
But that's, and we also talked about that. Like, we were right and wrong on Northwestern because we both said we didn't think they were going to be good, but we just thought that their season was, their schedule was so easy, they were going to win. But they can't beat easy teams.
Well, Duke's a good team. I tried to tell you that.
Duke is not a good team. Dante,
they're
stop
good
lying.
Enough to. They're good enough to be better.
No, they're not. Since when?
They beat Indiana State. I mean, oh, they played that. Did Northwestern had a bye week one?
No,
or
they don't.
Are you missing a game?
I'm not. Some of them are weird because two of the teams played week zero.
Right. But I'm looking at the week one. Am I blind? I can't read. We already went over that.
Yeah. Did I not have them in there?
I don't think you have Northwestern in there. Yeah, I think you're missing a few games because if you look at week two and week three, the list is so much longer. Then they had week one. In week one, we had so many
No. Michigan State played Northwestern.
Oh, okay.
I put NU and no one ever calls them NU, so that's my fault. It's shorter because that we actually had. Remember, we had multiple division games in that.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So losing to Michigan State, we were wrong about them. So that makes sense. Then you win the game you're supposed to the next week against. Jesus Christ, where are you?
They beat Indiana State.
Right, which you were supposed to.
Yeah, and then they lost to Duke which they're not supposed to.
They were,
Duke's not good, no matter what you say.
They're better than what you think, is what I'm trying to say.
No, they're not. Okay, let's talk about another loss, just that was a competitive game, and let's talk about another team that sucks, that we were pretty high on, at least I was high on for sure, which is Indiana. Yeah. Let me pull this up because I'm absolutely disgusted by this.
They have a
which is surprising.
Yeah, it's purely defense. Their offense is good enough to like.
No, it's not.
What I'm saying, if they had a competent defense that would give him good field percent, fielding and stuff. Since Indiana could put up 30 points consistently if they had a good defense, but their defense is so bad that you know, eventually starting at the 20-25 is every single time is.
But half the time,
it's more detrimental than it is good.
Their quarterback has 6 interceptions in 3 games.
Oh,
they're not good.
That's 2 a game.
It's 3 games with 2, but yeah, he's averaging 2 a game. They suck. It's not the defense. They're not helping the defense out because everyone's getting good field position.
So everybody stinks. All right, I'm wrong. Yeah, you're right. That team just, yeah. Because I haven't, besides that first game when they played, because there's so many games on, I didn't even catch the Indiana Cincy game all the way until the end. And, like, what I saw was just Cincy. It didn't matter if Indiana really went down the field and scored. Cincy came right back.
Yeah, which is crazy because it wasn't like that. Like, the first half, Indiana was dominating, and it looked like they were going to, like, win that game pretty handedly. Mm-hmm. And then it just switched. It just switched. They gave Cincinnati 17 points unanswered off of their mistakes. Like, not like, you know, when you picked up the game, Cincinnati was just playing good. No, they gave them 10 points at half, went down. It was 14-0 with, like, 5 minutes left in the second quarter. They gave them 10 points before halftime. And then Indiana got the ball at halftime. And I think they turned it over. I think it was another interception. And then Cincinnati scored. And it was 17-14 and like less than 10 minutes of gameplay with the end of the second half and the beginning of the first half. The end of the first half, beginning of the second half. And all 17 points were on Indiana mistakes. Either turnovers, penalties, bad plays, bad calls. And that's the thing.
I didn't catch one of the interceptions. He threw it right to him. Just threw it right to Cincinnati.
And that's the thing that's confusing me is because, fine, Michael Penix isn't what they thought they were. I told everyone he wasn't the best returning quarterback in the Big Ten. All the returning quarterbacks in college football suck. That is the theme of this episode. They all suck. Everyone sucks. Every team sucks. All the quarterbacks suck. It's what it is. But
unless you're Michigan and Rutgers, apparently.
Yeah. But so like, fine, whatever. But them not being disciplined and them not having a good defense, that is not what I expected.
Yeah, they were not disciplined. And it was crazy because like I was still worried Cincinnati would lose that game because I didn't want Cincinnati to lose. I was rooting for Cincinnati. But and then you just tell you're going like, nah, Indiana's going to give this game away. I don't know how. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to give this game away. And that's exactly what they did.
That's how it felt the entire game, even when they were up 14-0. And then it was a 17-point swing, and it was like, yep, this game's over. It's one of those things where we talk about all the time, and you know this because you played sports. When you're the underdog, you have to play perfect to beat the other team. And for anyone listening, we're not going to talk a lot about Ohio State because this is a Big Ten podcast and Ohio State hasn't done anything worthy of talking about. But that's the thing with everyone saying Ohio State's going to lose 2 or 3 games. Even with their defense not being great, you still have to be perfect to beat them, which is why Minnesota and Tulsa couldn't beat them, even though they looked like they could, and which is why it's a bigger deal that Oregon beat them than people are saying, because people don't think Oregon's that good, because you have to be perfect in every facet. And Indiana, realistically, the way they were playing, should have beaten Cincinnati, but Cincinnati was the better team, and once they figured it out
Cincinnati
in the second half,
kind of played. Cincinnati played as if they were the underdog too,
right? And then they forgot, like, wait. We're Cincinnati.
Yeah,
like,
I know this is a big, better than a lot of teams in your conference.
Like I know that patch says Big Ten, but like we're the better team here.
Yeah, like we're better than y'all.
So
we're better than y'all last year.
I think Cincinnati just had to remember like who they were. Someone said this. I don't know how true it is. I don't even remember who said it, but someone said it looked like Cincinnati was going through some of the same things Ohio State was going through. Mm-hmm. It's just like when you're really good and you've been good for so long, you just kind of forget that. And then you lose some of your good players and that kind of stuff. And it's hard to maintain. And it's like, we know that you're better than what you look like. We know that you should be doing more than what you're doing and you're not. And Cincinnati pulled it out. And so we talked a lot about Cincinnati, but I want to know your opinions on Iowa and Indiana. So they lose 34-6 to Iowa. They win 56-14 to Idaho, but it doesn't freaking matter. It's Idaho. And right. then they lose to Cincinnati. I had them at 10-2. You had them at 9-3. They already have two losses. One more loss. They have your, they're at your thing. But here's the thing, right? They play Penn State, right? They play Michigan State, which we both had as a win. Exactly. Michigan State's better. They still play Ohio State. I can't say they're going to beat Ohio State. No. They play Maryland, who they should still beat Maryland, but like, are they going to? Nobody knows.
Because it looks like, because Maryland, in a way, is doing the exact same thing Michigan State's doing. So,
yeah. They play Michigan, which we just talked about. Maybe Michigan's good again.
Yeah, so and even if Michigan is not as good as their scores are portraying, I still don't think Indiana's good enough to beat them.
Yeah, okay. So then they play Rutgers, who again they should beat, but Rutgers always, just like Maryland, Rutgers always has a game out of nowhere where they beat a team they shouldn't. Maybe that's Indiana. They play Minnesota. Minnesota hasn't been as good since they lost Mo Ibrahim. That's expected, but they still have one of the best offensive linemen in the country, and that's the second to last game in the season. And don't know what Minnesota is going to look like in November, right?
Right.
And then they play Purdue. That should win. There's a bunch of games that like we had as for sure W's that are now iffy,
or like definitely not W's at
so,
all. They're not beating Michigan State. I don't know. It's not happening. And it's really crazy to think. But I don't think they beat Michigan State. Because Indiana, that's the one thing Cincinnati was doing on Indiana and Iowa did. Ran the ball. Just ran
it. Kenneth Walker is better than both those running backs.
Yep. Which I knew he was going to be good. I didn't know he was going to be this good. At least for this season, I did not see that coming, and he's really good. He, especially if he gets the corner,
let's go. Is that a touchdown or a safety? I don't remember how football works. I'm sorry. The Colts are just.
He's watching his Colts.
That's a touchdown, right? That's not a safety. That's a touchdown. If the punter drops the ball and you land on it on the end zone, is that a safety or a touchdown?
It's a fumble technique. It should be a
right. So it's a touchdown.
Because it's like if you block the kick, it's a touchdown.
Exactly. Okay. It's a touchdown. Let's go. All right. Anyway, Kenneth Walker's amazing. I love Kenneth Walker. I'm old school with football sometimes. I like running backs and I like linebackers. And Kenneth Walker's really good. So it's ugly for Indiana. Yeah. They might go 6-6.
I think Indiana's gonna have the type of record that we thought Michigan State would have.
Let's just go through it really quickly, right? They're 2-1, okay? Mm-hmm. At Western Kentucky.
Right. And that's a divisional school. That's a directional school.
So. Yeah, directional school. So that's a win. That's 2-2. Penn State.
No.
Okay, 2-3. They go on a bye. Michigan State.
Yeah, another L.
Okay, 2-4. Ohio State.
That's another L.
2-5. Maryland.
I'll give them the W for that, but it's close.
Okay, 3-5. Michigan.
I think that's an L.
3-6, Rutgers.
I have this. It's crazy because I want to see what Rutgers looks like against Michigan this week, but I'm gonna go with a W for that right now. You ask me this again next week,
it might be different. Yeah. Okay, so 4-6, Minnesota.
Close takes the L.
Oh, that's 4-7. They missed the ball, Purdue. They beat Purdue. That's 5-7 Indiana.
Yeah.
And that's like highly feasible.
Yeah.
That's like very, very possible.
Mm-hmm. Just it's crazy how what we thought 3 weeks ago.
It's totally just shifted. It's totally shifted.
Totally different.
I literally only, like, I predicted them losing to Cincinnati. We both did.
Yeah.
You have them 9-3. Where's your other L? Oh, you have them losing to Penn State. So we both had them losing to the better teams on their schedule. It was a toss up between Penn State. So I had them 10-2. You had them 9-3 because we both have them losing to Ohio State. But now they're going to lose to Michigan State. They're going to lose to Michigan. They might lose to Minnesota. Like, their schedule has just went totally down.
Because the thing is, again, if Michigan is running the ball like they portray to be, Indiana can't stop the run. Michigan State runs the ball. Literally, that's their whole identity, pretty much. And they can't stop them. So,
I'm sorry, Indiana fans, but this is ugly. This is going to be ugly.
It's not. It doesn't look like it's going to be it's going to be an annoying season for you guys.
Yeah.
It's like, we probably should have been better, but we're not.
Yeah, especially if they keep Michael Penix at quarterback. And maybe they're forced to change him because I think he did suffer an injury on like one of the last plays or whatever. Mm-hmm. Also, for all the Big Ten listeners, Justin Fields just threw a beautiful ball and it got dropped for a touchdown. So Justin Fields is good. Justin, his wide receivers, in the
game?
I don't know.
Because I know Andy Dalton came back in the game healthy.
Yeah, so, I think he left out. So I don't. I, he came hard. Back. No, I think he like injured himself. Like he got injured, tried to come back in, and it just couldn't work. So he's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the game on downstairs, but I'm upstairs in my other room, so it could be more surrounded and stuff. So I ain't got the noise.
Heard you. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about Penn State versus Auburn. The first question I have for you, because I don't know how I feel, is Penn State good?
Yes. Penn State's okay. A good team. Yeah. Penn State.
How good?
Scares Ohio State, but doesn't win the game. But definitely scares them.
Okay. That's fair. I'm leaning towards that only because I don't think their offense is good. And run that ball. Maybe it's...
They can run the ball.
But until I see it, because I'm on record. I wrote a whole article about it. I'm on record that fixing the run defense is going to be easy for Ohio State. They were top 10 nationally last year in defending the run.
So, I'm not even just talking about Ohio, like them going up against Ohio State. I legitimately think Iowa, Penn State, and Michigan can legitimately run the ball. I don't know who we're going up against, but I think they legitimately can run the ball in Michigan State. Maybe take out Michigan because I don't know yet, but and put in Michigan State.
Well, I would put Michigan in over Penn State
as a legit team that can run the ball.
Because Michigan has two good running backs.
Mm.
But Penn State's supposed to have good running backs too. I think that it's the Big Ten. Everyone can run the ball. Nobody can pass.
Yeah,
like nobody. There's no like nobody
and
has
that. That might right be now. The most legitimate description for the Big Ten this year. Like legitimate, because nobody even has CJ. Even CJ just be looking. He looking like a freshman.
And he is. But like, man,
he definitely. He's. It's the first time that I've seen a starter for a big name school who's a freshman legitimately look like a freshman. Like at least, when's the last time?
It's been a while. But also, you have to remember that freshmen don't typically start at big schools because of this. Like, Trevor Lawrence is the last big freshman to start. And we're on record with how we feel about him. But, like, freshmen don't typically start. DJ Uiagalelei is a freshman, and he doesn't look good either.
No. Because I was going to say... Because I know, I think, what's the name? Johnny Manziel kind of started
but he
that trend. I don't even think he was that good as a freshman for real. It was just shocking to see a white guy run all over the field. But
was he a freshman? He was a freshman?
Because he won the Heisman as a freshman. That was the first time that ever happened.
Okay, you're right. You're right. I remember that now. Okay.
And then somebody did it right after him the next year? Or, like, not too long after?
Yeah, so freshmen just don't win. You know, they don't play often early, and this is why. I don't know. But back to Penn State. So I think it's hard to tell with Penn State because, you know, when they played a good defense against Wisconsin, their offense looked absolutely terrible. I don't think Auburn's a good team.
And I think – because I think so. I think Auburn's defense is just as good as Wisconsin's.
Auburn sucks.
I mean, but everybody does.
Yeah, but Auburn always sucks.
I don't know. I think Auburn's a little better than what you – that you give them credit for. And I think their defense – Because think about it. Because Penn State's defense looked just as good against Wisconsin. And you said this. Penn State's defense looked just as good as Wisconsin's defense did against Wisconsin. And then you played right. And then Penn State plays another team, and they give up 20 points. Wisconsin did exactly. 20. But that's what I'm saying. But no. Penn State was able to put up almost 30. So what I'm saying is, like, I think Penn State's a good team. I don't think there's a single great college football team today at all. Great,
no.
But there are several solid good teams,
and I think Penn State's one of them. I will get solid. I will give you solid. Solid is they're solid.
Yeah.
Because nobody's good. Essentially, what you're going to just keep hearing for this podcast, everyone, is everyone has questions. And it's week three, so, like, that's to be expected. But it's just, you really just don't know what you're seeing.
No, you say it's expected, but no, I don't remember there being a time where this many teams, even the big names, because even when Ohio State or Alabama will give you a little hiccup game, but still win the game. That you still knew, like, okay, this is who they are. They're solidified. They're going to be a great team, regardless. And then they go on and do that, like it. And that's usually after the first game. No one's done that. Even with Ohio State's win against Tulsa, you're still like, I don't know. And it's the same. I feel the same way about Alabama. You know, they were able to go up real quick with that 21 and then wasn't able really to do much after that. And that's why I'm saying Florida's a good team. Florida's defense is really good. So it's like, there's no team where I'm going,
nobody's good.
Like, everybody's beatable. Everybody's really beatable.
Which makes it really, one, it makes it really fun to do this podcast. Yeah. Like, we picked the perfect year to start this because the Big Ten is actually competitive this year. But also, it just makes it a good year to watch college football because anything is possible.
Because even that Penn State-Auburn game was an exciting game. It was a really fun game to watch. Michigan State versus Miami was a really fun game to watch.
Yeah. Yeah,
up until the end. Truly, the whole game was fun until literally the end. Then oof.
So, Penn State is a solid team. We don't know exactly what they are, but that is fine in the escape of, all of college football right now because we don't know anything about anyone. The thing that would worry me about Penn State. Is their schedule?
The Indiana-Cincy game was fun. That was a really fun game.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that worries me about Penn State is their schedule. Listen to this. Okay. And this is again. These are teams who we didn't expect to be this good. Who now are, and so that makes Penn State's schedule harder. So let's go through it. They play Villanova. That should be a win. They play Indiana. We're expecting that to be a win. Fine. But then they play Iowa. They still have to play Ohio State. They still have to play Michigan. And they still have to play Michigan State. So the five teams who you would say are doing, like, if I asked you to list the five teams you think are doing the best in the Big Ten right now, you would list Penn State. Yeah, you would list Penn State. But the rest would be Michigan. It would be Michigan State. It would be Iowa. It would be Wisconsin. Wisconsin's the only one they don't have to face. And even though you wouldn't list Ohio State because they haven't been playing well, it's still Ohio State.
No, I would. No, Ohio State hasn't been playing well, but they've been playing good enough to still be considered a team that's playing good.
Like, so, fine. So if that's the case, like,
with Ohio they're State, still considered in that just because they're not 3-0. I'm still saying like they have to face Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State in Iowa.
So. Like, what? Yeah. All four of those teams are ranked, too, by the way.
Yeah. And I think Penn State lose to Iowa. If Iowa keeps up what they're doing, Iowa might be that dog this year.
Yes. The biggest issue with Iowa, at least the biggest issue with Iowa long-term, is their offense. And I said it week one. I said, this Iowa team has surprised me. They're a better team than I thought they were. They have 11 games to figure out their offense because their defense is good enough to beat Ohio State. If they can get a competent offense.
Did you watch Iowa last week and the week before? Like, did you watch them play? Or are you?
Yes.
Okay. Because.
Yep.
You can tell. You can tell that as soon as they like, I want to say clean stuff up. It's not fully like off the rails yet. They just have to clean and sharpen some stuff up. That offense is putting up 30 points every week.
It can be like they have a really good running game. Like it's a Big Ten team. Everyone has a really good running game. The thing. Well,
I'm gonna tell you right now, Nebraska don't. And
no, you're right. Most teams have a good running game.
Shit, not even. You know what? Indiana barely got a good running game.
Never had a good running game though. It was all on the shoulders of Michael Penix, which is why we should have known they weren't going to be that good.
Maybe yeah, after week one, I was like, oh, you know what? Yeah. Indiana might. Disappoint me, and that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, but I mean, Iowa, it's like that's the thing, you know. Iowa is the question is how good does their offense have to be with that good of a defense? Like, because most teams they can keep under 20 points, which means they only need 3 touchdowns.
You can be Peyton Manning. Denver Broncos win that last Super Bowl type of good offense.
Exactly. Right. The only issue, though, and this is not – like, I'm not even going to say just Ohio State. Michigan's offense, if they're legit, and they beat Ohio State. And that's Iowa's biggest issue. Iowa better hope that Penn State wins the Big Ten. Because they will destroy Penn State. Because Penn State doesn't have a good enough offense. But if Iowa has to go against Ohio State or Michigan, I would be a little concerned. Because defense only takes you so far in 2021. And I don't know that they have the offense if they get into a shootout.
They have an exciting offense, though. I like their quarterback. I like his charisma and stuff like that. It's exciting once stuff gets cleaned up. And especially when I was at Indiana. Was that Indiana I was watching? Was that last week? No, Iowa State. That was the game. Iowa offense, and I used to watch Iowa a lot because they were Bobby and the Steelers, so I would watch them.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've seen an Iowa offense look explosive. Like, it looked explosive. Please.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Dodgers. Thank God. Okay. Because Steelers just scored and now the Raiders got the ball back. So I'm like, oh no.
Okay. Yeah, no, that like Iowa has the pieces, right? Just, I don't know. That's the thing. Like, everyone has questions, but they're good. Like, you can't say Iowa's not a good team. They are. There's no team in the country. There's no team in the country that looks at Iowa and says, I want to play them.
Nah.
Like, you would just have to play them.
Yeah, like, it's crazy because, like, if I was a team, like, if I was Alabama, I'd be like, yeah, give me Oklahoma.
Yeah. Give me Oklahoma and Clemson. Run me Clemson.
I don't want to see Iowa. I don't want to see Georgia. I don't want to see Penn State. Give me Oklahoma or Clemson.
Run Clemson right now.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. Because like, then it'd be embarrassing how bad. Because, again, I don't think Alabama's offense is that explosive and would still score 40 on Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah. With DJ Uiagalelei under center, run me Clemson right now.
Right now.
Clemson in the directional schools.
I'm not scared. You start
Clemson or a directional
Florida
school.
State they struggled health. Against, and then next week Florida State got bullied on. Like, come on, bro.
No, that was Notre Dame.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Notre Dame also sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks. Welcome to Notre Dame. Do they play? I don't know if they play this year.
It's gonna be fun to watch because you're just gonna want to see how bad both teams are. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the most interesting team in the Big Ten, Michigan State. First of all, let me issue my public apology. I declared that Mel Tucker was not that guy.
You did.
I'm sorry, Mel Tucker. like just like you said, you didn't know if Michigan State was going to stop Miami, and they immediately got a stop. Right. I said Mel Tucker was not that guy, and Mel Tucker said, okay.
Not only was it a stop, it was an interception.
And it was immediately like you press send 30 seconds later, interception.
Good pick. I was like, well, never mind.
I could barely finish my "Are you sure about that?" tweet before they intercepted him. Just like no, it was a fumble. It was a sack fumble. The sack fumble came first.
Was it?
The interception was later. Yeah, it was a sack fumble.
Hold on, because we got the tweets are up. But I remember it was immediate. It was an immediate turnover. I was like, yeah. Well, I don't know why I keep talking.
Well, I mean, it could have been the interception. Because with the interception, I think it was only 24-17 or something like that, maybe. But I think it may have been the sack fumble. Either way, they immediately got to stop. Damn, whatever happened.
We got up another touchdown? God damn it. We going to lose against the Raiders. That's crazy.
Hey, the Raiders beat the Ravens. Maybe they're solid.
Yeah, I don't believe it. No. Raiders do that a lot. They look good at the beginning of the season, and then you don't hear from them for the rest of the year. That's because they only won five games.
Yep.
Sounds about accurate. Yeah.
Oh, your boy Trevor Lawrence was intercepted. Listen, Dante, Trevor Lawrence. I know it's like impossible to get DirecTV Sunday ticket. I've only gotten it because I went back to school and I hate myself. But DirecTV Sunday Ticket is like really, really, really nice because you're watching the games and then at the top, it just tells you the big plays. So like all the touchdowns or interceptions that's happened in all the other games are just like showing up on my screen. And so like I have a relative understanding of like what's happening in the other games.
Yeah. Yeah. DirecTV Sunday Ticket's cool. It's just expensive.
It's expensive. I would pay for it every single year if it wasn't on DirecTV. I think when the contract comes up, the NFL just needs to make it an NFL product, a solo standalone, and let anyone buy it. Because they would I would buy it every single year. Because I know they're not going to change their TV model. I would buy it literally every single year.
Yeah. Yeah. They're losing out on a lot of money there, which is weird because the NFL loves their money. So
I don't think they realized how popular it was going to be, and it was probably DirecTV's idea. And then they realized it was super popular.
When that dropped, I think cable and stuff was still very popular, and no one knew streaming would be such a dynamic staple hold in our future.
Yeah.
So,
but now so this needs to be a standalone.
Change it now, like just do your own thing.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So back to Michigan State. Michigan State beats Miami 38-17, and I'm trying to decide. I know it's a good win. I'm trying to decide how good a win it is because I think Miami sucks, but it doesn't matter because even if Miami sucks, they should beat Michigan State. And not only did Michigan State win, they dominated this game, especially when it matters.
Yeah, it was under Michigan State's control, even when no one was scoring. You could tell who was in control of that game the whole time. I think when Miami went up 17-14, I even in my head I was like, even though I said I don't think Michigan can stop Miami, even in my head I was like, I don't think Miami's going to score another point.
Yeah. So, hold on. I want to pull this up. So, the game was in the third quarter, it was 17-7.
Yeah.
Miami scores, it's 14-17. And it's like, this is the time where it's like, okay, this is a close game. You don't know what's going to happen. And all Michigan State did in the fourth quarter was score 21 points and only allowed a field goal.
Yep.
And forced two turnovers.
Yep.
A sack fumble and an interception. That's dominance. That's how you secure a game. That is taking that game and just,
It's truly wanting it more.
And it's putting your foot on their neck and saying, you don't have a chance.
Nope.
And that's what was surprising, because even though I thought that they were going to win, I didn't think it was going to be like that. I didn't think they were just going to have their will, especially on defense. I mean, Peyton Thorne, who is not the best quarterback, but he had a really good game. Mm-hmm. 18 of 31, 261 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's a really good game. Kenneth Walker III, 27 carries, 172 yards. He didn't have a touchdown running the ball, but he had a touchdown in the passing game.
Yep. Michigan had a really good game. And it's sad because if you look at it, like the story is like, is Michigan better than what we thought? Or is Miami just not as good as we really thought they were going to be? Like, was there to start the season being ranked 14th, I think it was. Did they really deserve it?
They didn't. And I think that's unfortunate, because I think there's going to be some shine taking off of this win for Michigan State.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, they still dominated this game. Because even if you didn't think they were number 14, you still thought they were number 24.
Yeah,
right?
No, like, that ranking was fair. Yeah.
Like, you still thought they were ranked, and Michigan State dominated. They did everything that they were supposed to do and more. It was just it was a great game to watch. It's exactly what you said about Cincinnati versus Indiana. It never really felt like Michigan State was going to lose, no matter what the score was. It never really felt like they were going to lose.
And that was surprising, because I truly thought Miami would be a better team than Michigan State. I thought that was going to be a nice win for Miami to get some confidence back under them, because, again, they started the year off against Alabama, which was rude. It was really rude.
who accepts that game? Are you serious?
But I thought they would be able to beat a Big Ten school, get some confidence, and then it was the Michigan State like, nah, we better than what people thought we were going to be, and we're going to show it. And they did it on TV against Miami.
Yep.
It's sad to see the U be treated like they are.
Honestly. And now they're ahead of schedule. And here's the thing, right? Even if this falls off the rails, right? Even if they start to lose some games and they only get to 6-6 or something like that, which I don't think is going to happen, but even if it does happen, right? They're ahead of schedule.
They got something
like, and they're doing a lot for the in the transfer portal. That's going to help recruiting. Like, mm-hmm. I Michigan State is at a place now where if they're not back yet, which I think it's possible they are, but if they're not back yet, they're going to be back, and they're going to be a scary team. I'm not predicting them to win the Big Ten, because even in their best, they didn't win the Big Ten often. But what they did is they scared Ohio State. They scared Michigan. They scared Penn State. They scared Wisconsin. All of the teams who wanted to win the Big Ten never wanted to go through Michigan State. And I think they're at that level right now.
I don't know if I can fully agree to that just yet. Not just yet. I see where you're going, and I have no problem with you agreeing to that. I want to see after week five. That's where I'm definitely going to know what teams are. After week five, I'm going to be like, that's who they are. They going to stink, or they can get better and be better by the end of the year. But
and I agree with that as far as the long-term prospects, but I'm telling you, nobody wants to play Michigan State.
No, not at all.
So, and that's kind of what I was getting at. So
I don't even, and you could tell Miami didn't want to play them.
No, they didn't. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see what happens. But this was a really interesting slate of games, and we spent the majority.
Yeah, that was a good game to watch.
Definitely, and we spent the majority of the first half of the show talking about it because that this next week's slate of games is absolutely terrible.
Boring.
So before we go, before we go to commercial break, is there anything else you want to say to finish recapping this Saturday's games?
No, besides the fact that we've actually have, I'm grateful, even with like last week where all those boring games, we've had exciting Saturdays worth of football. And that's all I got to say.
Yep. The last thing that I have to say, as we talk about like conferences and different things like that, someone mentioned that the Pac-12 only has one undefeated team in 3 weeks. The Big Ten has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They have 6 teams who are undefeated so far. Obviously, it's not going to stay that way, especially once they get to conference play. But come on. Like, the Big Ten has had as strong a start to their season as they've had in a while.
In a while. In a long while. Impressive.
Yeah, definitely. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after the commercials, and we will talk about next week's slate of games. All right, welcome back to the I-70 Football Show. Again, I'm your host, Jordan, and I'm here with my co-host, Dante.
What's up,
y'all? And
what's
really, up, the fun is gone out of this show. Because this week sucks.
Yo, man. Oh, my goodness. Just
this week is This week is so bad.
Like, unless Akron beats OSU, nothing exciting is going to happen next week.
Mm-mm. No. Like, there's nothing. Oh.
Akron still got a football team? That's crazy.
Yeah. Which is, and anyone listening to this may not understand that joke, but like, Akron's gotten rid of like all of their sports.
Everything.
Because
Akron is like dorms. Like, not just sports, dorms, buildings. Like
academic
majors just gone.
Yeah, like Akron is struggling to be a school right now. And honestly, the only reason they're a school is because they're basically allowing anyone in the state of in the city of Akron to go to school free. Either between the LeBron I Promise School, between his other scholarships, or just like other things that they're doing. If you live in the city of Akron, you can just go to Akron for free. Like they
and
just
I think he's people. I think Bron is still donating to Akron, because I know he was donating to try to keep those dorms from getting closed down, and it didn't work.
So LeBron is single-handedly the reason Akron still has a school. Cool.
Kinda. Because I think that was like a city. That was like a city vote. Like the citizens had to vote, and they're like, "Yeah, no, you can get rid of them."
Yeah. My Colts are about to lose because Carson Wentz is injured. We're down 27-24 with 2 minutes left. And with Carson Wentz, there's a chance that you go and drive and you get this touchdown or a field goal. But we have Jacob Eason in the game.
Wow, he's still in the league? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what – I guess we can only talk about, I guess we have to talk about the only legitimate game that matters, because the second game we're going to talk about doesn't, it's not legitimate. He just threw an interception. Jesus. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, this is less than 5 minutes. Oh, well, Pittsburgh's about to lose this. Oh, maybe.
Oh my God. Okay.
I don't know. I have no faith. I'm kidding. And it's not a big, it's 23-14, but it's just, yeah, I have no faith.
He threw an interception on his second pass from scrimmage. Jesus Christ. All right, so I guess we should talk about the only game that matters, because everyone else is playing directional schools, MAC schools, everything. So it's just bad. Wisconsin versus Notre Dame.
I really thought you were going to say the game that mattered was. I thought you were going to say Maryland, Kent State. I really
no. It's the only game that matters for this podcast. The other gotcha. One doesn't matter for the podcast, but it gotcha. Is the best game on the slate. And we're going to get to that game. I just want to stay true to the name of the podcast.
Fair enough.
What do you think about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin versus Notre Dame. You know what? That game might really be boring. I'm not going to lie to you. That game might be boring. And because it's not like it's going to be like such a good game because it's going to be like a defensive heavy game and that's why it's going to be low scoring. I just think both offenses are just not that good. And I think that's why it's going to be boring.
Yeah, like there's a difference between Penn State, Wisconsin, which was a defensive game. It was yeah, really was interesting. Game, yeah. It's not going to be that. It's going to be terrible.
Because like we said before, Notre Dame's not that good. So like it's just going to be. I think Wisconsin wins this game. I think I might have had that right. I think I said that last for when we made our guesses. But, yeah, I think Notre Dame gets beat up on. It's going to look bad, but the score is going to be, like, really boring looking. But it's going to be, like, it's going to be, like 21-17, maybe 17-14 type of win. But Wisconsin beat up on Notre Dame the entire time. Like, Notre Dame didn't really move the ball down the field. And Wisconsin ran the ball down, like, ran the ball on them a lot, but just couldn't score.
Yeah, that's something. I don't think you're too off base with that. I just think this is going to be an ugly game. But I think Notre Dame loses. And I think it's the beginning of Notre Dame's losing streak. I'm not sure if this is a game that instills confidence in Wisconsin.
I would take it as confidence, just because Notre Dame's ranked, right?
Yeah.
I would still take it. I'd still take it as confidence because I think Notre Dame's ranked higher than Wisconsin. So you know, if you get that W, you move in the standings and stuff like that. So I would take it as confidence. How much confidence?
Not too much. Because I don't know if we said it on the show or we said it before. There's a chance that Notre Dame loses 3 out of the next 5 games.
Yeah.
So, like, this could look like a good win now and just be a terrible win.
Yeah, it might bite them in the butt later, like, in the rankings when you're, like...
Yeah, when Notre Dame is, like, a 6-6 team.
Yeah, and you're like, ah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I really don't have too much to say about it. What are you looking forward to see in this game? Especially Wisconsin, because they lost their first game to Penn State. So, I mean, this is an out-of-conference game, and right. Penn State is a game in the East. So, you know, their season is still ahead of them because they just have to beat Iowa, and they can get into the Big Ten championship game. But what do they need to see in this game? What do they need to do to feel good outside of obviously winning, especially with the fact that Iowa looks really good? So really their entire season is, can we defeat Iowa?
Right. Wisconsin didn't play yesterday, huh?
No. Nope.
No. Honestly, if I was a fan, I just expect them to really dominate. You got some rest. You got a week off. It's an early bye. That's so childish. But you got the bye week, so you got a little bit of rest. It should be. And then you in Notre Dame looked, again, vulnerable. So I don't think it's going to be a dominating game in score-wise, but if I was Wisconsin, I'd be looking to just dominate. Like y'all should really beat Notre Dame handedly, not easily, but handedly. Like, it should be yours. It should be like how we felt about Michigan State in Miami or Cincinnati and Indiana. It's just, it should always look like Wisconsin's under control, even when they might not be.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with that. I think that's a very good point. I really don't have much else to say about that. And, like, Notre Dame does not look good this year. Wisconsin had a tough loss, but if you're Wisconsin, you don't take moral victories, but you look at the fact that Penn State beat Auburn and that they're ranked number 6 in the country right now, and you say, okay, that's a really good team. Ranked.
It's not like you dropped, yeah, that far.
Exactly. And you say, okay, this is a really good team, and they're in the East. And if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, how do they do wins in conferences? If there's divisions, is it your overall conference record or is it your record? Division. I think that's what division. I thought, right? Yeah. So that lost the Penn State really doesn't hurt them.
Because the two winners of the division play in the Big Ten championship game.
So that loss to Penn State doesn't hurt them, right? Because it's the opposite side.
If they had lost to like Minnesota that week, then you'd be like,
Right, that's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, so yeah, so everything they want is in front of them. You have to win, and you have to dominate this team. You have to get confidence. It's going to move you up the ranking. The thing that I need to see, though, is kind of what you said about Iowa or even about Michigan. I need to see their passing game work when it's needed, you know, because you said it. Iowa's passing game, their offense looks like it has potential when they clean up some things. You said it about Michigan. It seems like Michigan can pass when they need to. They just haven't needed to.
Right.
Well, it doesn't look like Wisconsin can pass at all. No. And Graham Mertz was supposed to be really good.
Because they needed to against Penn State and couldn't do it for real.
Exactly. And so that's the thing that that's interesting to me. And that's the thing that I need to see. They need to win this game, but they need to be able to, like, and it doesn't have to be a lot. If it's like a 13 for 15, 125 yards, and a touchdown performance, that's enough. Yeah. Because he hit the passes he was supposed to, which are mainly going to be like short passes for first downs, move the sticks, you know, maybe a big third down completion here or there, and then a touchdown. Like, that would be more than enough if he could do that. I don't know if he can, but that's what I think they need to see. So let's talk about the only game that actually matters. Maryland versus Kent State, baby. You give me a reason to talk about Kent State, I'm going to do it, all right? Wow, Kent State's winning this game. Kent State's winning the game. You heard it here first in the I-70 podcast.
You also said they played Iowa.
Yeah, they played Iowa good, okay? That game was close. Did you watch the game? That game was that's one of those games where the score
I'm telling you right now. I watched it a little bit and I kept getting updates. There was a point in time every time I got an update for that Kent State game, it was Iowa touchdown, Iowa touchdown, Iowa touchdown.
Flipping through doesn't do nothing for you. Okay. You needed to watch it. That game was close up until the fourth quarter. It ended up 30-7, but that game was 14-7, or like it was something really close for the majority of the game. Like, Iowa's defense is really good, so Kent State didn't score, but that game was not as close. It was not as far apart as the score looks. Kent State also forced like 5 turnovers against Texas A&M.
Also don't think Texas A&M is that good. Damn, Kent State playing who now? Like, Jesus. Jesus Christ, that poor team.
No, yeah. This game was...
Because at the end of the third, it was 23-7. So,
yeah, this game was 9-7 for the majority of the first half.
Yeah, and then they went in 16-7.
Yeah, and they scored that with 8 minutes left in the second half. And then they didn't score again until 6 minutes left. Is this the third quarter or the fourth quarter? They didn't score until the third or fourth quarter, and then they put on one late. But this was a 9-7 and then a 16-7 game for the majority of the game. That's one. That's a score.
No. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing. You're right. Yeah, like, they scored at the end of the third and then scored again at the fourth.
Yeah, and sure. I'll accept it's one of those things where it's not. And their last touchdown was with a minute and 30 left in the fourth.
So but this is a two score. 60 points against teams like Kent State, yo. Like, with ease.
Yeah, but
Iowa wasn't putting up 60 points.
Kent State different. I'm telling you. Kent State's different. I think Kent State leads the nation in turnovers. Like, forced turnovers.
For this season?
Yes.
Okay.
Even more than Iowa. I think it's like one more than Iowa, but still. Iowa's been, like, crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Kent State's winning this game, bro. I'm telling you, right here. On the I-70.
Maryland put up 60. It's going to put up 60 points on
Kent State, bro. Here's the thing. If they put up 60, Kent State's putting up 63.
You tripping.
No. First of all, Kent State led the nation last year in offense, scoring offense. They averaged like 48 points a game.
Yeah, they'll be watching. That was against the MAC. Now, if you take that as a when you take the total, and you split it up against teams like when they had to go against maybe a Clemson or Ohio State or any other team that's not in the MAC, what was the scoring differential?
But it doesn't matter.
It does. It matters. It matters a lot. That's actually the whole point here.
Maryland is not Clemson.
They better than Clemson right now. Nah, let me stop.
Listen, I'm telling you, Kent State's winning this game.
Okay. All right. Y'all Kent heard State's this nonsense this here on this podcast yes. that this man yes. Kent State is going yes. to beat Maryland. A team who's definitely averaging 50 points right
you
now.
You heard it. You heard it here first.
Oh, besides last week.
You heard it here first.
Maryland went against a Big Ten school, won, and only was able to put up 20 points. But if they go against a team that's not in the Big Ten, they're dropping 60.
No. Maryland is losing this game. This is going to be like a 48-38 game.
Kent State?
Yeah, 48-38. Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty.
Now I'm going to watch this game. I ain't going to watch no other Big Ten game but that.
48-38, yeah. It's going
to be. 48-38. You think Kent State is getting up 38 points and winning that game by 10?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is crazy. I'm going to hit you up later because I want to know who you buy from.
Yeah. You heard it here first. All right. So. There's literally nothing else to talk about in the Big Ten because all of these games suck. Like, if it wasn't Maryland-Kent State, we wouldn't even talked about that game.
Nope.
Because it would have been like Maryland-Buffalo or something like that. So we're just going to run down the list of all the other games. So we have Maryland-Kent State, Ohio State-Akron, Iowa versus Colorado State, Penn State versus Villanova, Illinois versus Purdue, Nebraska versus Michigan State. So those are – the only two.
I think the Nebraska-Michigan State's an interesting game just to see what Michigan State can still do if they can
keep this up. Kenneth Walker's going to run for 200 yards and blow out Nebraska.
I mean, yeah. But it's like you want to make sure they do something like that. Like
that's fair. This could be a trap game. That's fair. After beating Miami, this could be a game where if they don't come out, they could lose.
Yeah. And you don't lose that seeding you just got, which is we're going to get to it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Yeah. So then we have Northwestern Ohio. Northwestern sucks. We have Wisconsin Notre Dame, which we already talked about. We have Minnesota Bowling Green. Bowling Green is the worst team in the country.
They just won yesterday.
Akron. They're the worst team in Division I because I'm pretty sure the team that they played is an FCS school.
I mean, you might be right. I'm right now.
I've never even heard of it. It's like McNeese State or something, right?
McNeese. I'm pretty sure you just put word like you just said letters like you. It's Murray State, bro. They play Murray State.
It's Murray State.
Yeah. Oh. who Cincinnati beat up on the week prior.
Yeah, so that means nothing. Murray State, hold on. Is Murray State's FCS, right?
I believe so.
They're called the Murray State Racers. That means they're definitely FCS. They're in the Ohio Valley Conference. Wait, this team is in Ohio?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Murray State. No, there's no way they're in Ohio. Who is Murray State? No, it doesn't matter. So, no, they're terrible. They're the worst team in Division I football. Okay.
It's like, no, it just doesn't matter.
and then we have Rutgers versus Michigan, and end the game with Indiana getting some confidence against a directional school in Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
There's nothing good to say about that.
Well, I mean, Rutgers, Michigan, somebody's going to get their first loss. If anyone can free.
Yeah, I mean, hey. 3-0 Rutgers versus 3-3. Wait. Hold on. Where is it at? Nebraska versus Michigan State. No, Nebraska has a loss. Never mind. I was going to say, I think there's another 3-0 game, but there's not.
No. Yeah, Nebraska lost two games or a game?
No, they lost. They're 2-2.
We're going to lose.
They played four games.
Oh, well. Wow, we're really losing that game. Well, Steelers are 1-1.
Well, Colts are 0-2, so hey. And our quarterback's injured, so.
Oof.
Love that for us.
Oh, I think we just lost TJ Watt for a week because he got a groin injury, so that's nice.
Sheesh. Yeah. It just sucks to be. This is why I hate the NFL. All right, so let's wrap this up. The ranked teams. Let's talk about the ranked teams.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I tweeted this, and I was close. I said, well, I wasn't wrong. I said that the Big Ten could have up to 7 teams ranked. The 7th team was going to be Rutgers or Maryland, just depending on if they could sneak into – I think I was thinking Rutgers. Spot. Yeah, yep, just to see if they could sneak into that 25 spot, which they did not. So the ranked teams, number 5, Iowa. Number 6, Penn State. Yep. Number 10, Ohio State. Number 18, Wisconsin. Number 19, Michigan. And number 20, Michigan State.
All right. So, those last three are wrong.
Whoa.
No, I mean, like, in my opinion.
No. All of them are wrong except Ohio State.
What you mean? Because you're right. Because we did say we were just talking about how we think Iowa and Penn State should be in the top 4.
Yeah, because they should be over Oklahoma.
Oklahoma and Clemson just fell out, right?
Yeah. Well, Clemson is at 8.
What?
Oklahoma should be like 7.
Wait.
No, Clemson. Clemson's, I think, is at 9. What? I think Clemson's at 9. I think they're
so
right.
Ohio State is wrong. Ohio State should be in front of Clemson.
Okay, so then they're all wrong.
Yeah, it's all wrong. Iowa, Penn State should be in the top 4. Ohio State should be in front of Clemson. And then Michigan State should be in front of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah, so I'm just going to read it to you. It's Alabama 1, Georgia 2, Oregon 3. I think Georgia should be 1.
I didn't know Oregon was 3. Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Oklahoma's 4. That shouldn't be there. No. So then Iowa's 5, Penn State's 6, Texas A&M is 7, Cincinnati's 8. And Clemson's 9.
Cincinnati is what's Texas A&M record? Hold on, man. Hold on.
They're 3-0. They're 3-0, but they suck too. Nobody, and they almost lost to the team that they play and threw 5 interceptions against Kent.
You're right. So Cincinnati should be in front of them. I fucking hate these poll rankings because
so Oklahoma should be 8, 9, or 10.
Oh, I was going to say 6 at the very least.
No, they should be 8, 9, or 10. They should be right there
Cincinnati
with Ohio State.
Cincinnati and Texas A&M are like,
They should be right there, like whichever order you put Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Clemson. Clemson should be the worst of the 3 of them.
Yes.
Yes. So then, and then you have Florida at 11, Notre Dame at 12. That's too high.
Florida didn't fail. Ole Miss at,
no, but they lost. So they just kept them there because they look good. I'm not mad at that.
Okay.
They have Notre Dame at 12. They shouldn't be there. They have Ole Miss at 13, Iowa State at 14, Brigham Young at 15, Arkansas at 16.
Arkansas at Coastal, 16?
Yeah, because they beat Texas. Coastal Carolina at 17. Yeah. And then they have Wisconsin, who's 1-1, so I don't know how they're over 2-3-0 teams. Wisconsin at 18, Michigan at 19, Michigan State at 20. Then to round it out, they have North Carolina at 21, Fresno State at 22, Auburn at 23 after a loss, UCLA at 24 after a loss, and Kansas State at 25. No. Rutgers should be ranked. No, yeah. Rutgers should definitely be ranked.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm looking at others receiving votes. Maryland has more votes than Rutgers. They don't know shit. They don't know anything. They're just this bad.
Let's just focus on the Big Ten rankings that are here that only got the rankings because Rutgers or Maryland should be ranked in there. But
definitely.
Whatever. But to have
6 teams ranked in the top 25 is solid.
Oklahoma ahead of Iowa and Penn State just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't sit right in my spirit.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Clemson in front of Ohio State doesn't make any sense to me. And then again, Michigan State should be higher than what they are. Michigan should be a little higher than what they are. But again, Michigan State should be ahead of those two teams. I think Michigan should be ahead of Wisconsin.
Right. Even if you kept them 18, 19, 20, it should be Michigan State 18, Michigan 19, Wisconsin 20.
20, yeah. If we're going to do that, nonsense.
But I don't know how Iowa State is 14 with a loss.
Because Texas played a ranked team. Because Michigan State just stomped
Miami. A ranked team. So it's bad. But we're celebrating the positive. Six Big Ten teams in the top 25. You
could argue
it's
eight.
Good.
It should be eight.
Yeah, you could argue that there should be more. So. Shout out to them. There are going to be some very interesting Big Ten games. I mean, Iowa and Penn State play in 2 weeks, and that could be a top 5 matchup.
Ooh.
That could be a college game day matchup. Depending on who has the rights to that game, if Fox doesn't have the right to that game, Iowa-Penn State's going to be a 7:30 game on ABC.
I bet you Fox has the rights to that game.
Yeah,
that's probably a Fox game.
Which means it's going to be at noon. Let's go. No, wait. It's TBD. The score is TBD. Who has this game? It doesn't say – not the score. I'm sorry. The time is TBD.
Ooh.
It doesn't say who has the game.
Ooh, that might be a college game. They might be waiting on it. Like, that might be a college game day game then.
Yeah.
Who you picking?
We're going to get there. We're going to get there when that game comes up.
Okay.
I need to see a couple more, but I think I would pick Iowa if I had to pick right now.
Yeah, I was going to go with Iowa as well.
Okay, so let's end this. Let's wrap this up with our pit stop. As always, our weekly pit stops, when you're on a long road trip, you're traveling I-70, you have to take a break for whatever reason. And this is our break from the Big Ten. It's our pit stop where we get to talk about anything, football, non-football. Mine is football. It's just not Big Ten. And it's simply the theme.
We got the same one. We got the same one.
Well, we're sharing it this time. It's the theme of the show. Everyone sucks. Every team sucks. Ohio State sucks. Oklahoma sucks. Clemson sucks. Alabama is the best of all the sucky teams, but they suck.
It's
Georgia
just like
sucks.
A polished turd.
not a polished turd. Yeah. Like, nobody's good. There are no great teams. All the quarterbacks suck. Spencer Rattler sucks. Sam Howell sucks. De'Aaron King sucks. DJ Uiagalelei sucks. CJ Stroud might suck.
He sucks.
CJ Stroud sucks. Who are the other quarterbacks who are supposed to be good? Did I already say Sam Howell?
Young Alabama.
Bryce Young sucks. There's no good quarterback. The only people who are good in college football right now are running backs.
Yep.
Wow. The running
is this
backs
the 80s?
Great.
Is this the 1980s? Wow.
Like people are putting out like their Heisman rankings right now, and they still have quarterbacks on it, and it makes me want to throw up. All 5 of the current Heisman finalists should be running backs. It should be Kenneth Walker. Like, it should all just be running backs. Like, it should be Kenneth Walker. It should be Blake Corum, I think his name is, the running back from Michigan. It should be the running back from
Michigan State.
Yeah, it should be Michigan State. It should be the running back from Texas. He's playing well, even though Texas sucks. And then
that's why just he should be in there. That's why he should be in just there, because he's not contributing to wins. So
they're 2-1. And he's the reason they won both
games. Could they be 0-3, though?
Okay.
All right.
just give me two other running backs, and then Matt Corral. He's the only quarterback that's decent. He's balling, and he plays for Ole Miss or whatever. Everyone sucks. There's no good team. There's no good players. There's no good coaches. Oh, my God, there's no good coaches.
Nick Saban's still doing his Nick Saban thing, you know.
All right. Nick Saban
doesn't count. The coaches thing, because that's the thing I ain't get to talk about, because last week's game when Ohio State played Oregon is when your defensive coordinator said he was – happy? I think I don't want to quote directly, but I think he was happy with the defense was doing and how the system was. And I was like, there's no way. Like, dude, you can't. Did I miss a game? Like,
did he not watch what I watched? Which is part of the reason he got demoted, because it's like, you can't say you're happy. That means you don't see the issues, bro. Like, and even if you are happy, which is just stupid, you don't say that in the press.
You should never, not after a game like that, especially after a loss where it's like, it was, everyone was surprised. Even though you're saying that Oregon's a good team and people are underestimating them, it was still a surprise.
Yeah, and even though I'm saying they're a good team, I'm not saying they're a good team in the instance that Ohio State should have lost. I'm just saying they're a good team that it shouldn't be like, as killer for Ohio State, because I say this all the time with LeBron, when you disrespect the team, when you say that this team should have never lost, you disrespect the team that beat them. Yep. And so that's why I say that, because everyone's talking about how bad it is on Ohio State. And I'm like, you saying that's disrespecting Oregon, because Oregon should be in the playoffs this year. Unless Oregon loses two games in the Pac-12, which they shouldn't, Oregon should make the playoffs. And so I say that to respect Oregon, because people are not doing that. But there are no good coaches. There are no good players. There are especially no good quarterbacks. There's 1.5 good defenses. Iowa and Georgia.
1.5?
Yeah, there's 1.5
No, because I still think Georgia's defense is good, and I think Alabama's defense is good as well.
No, they're not. They just allowed 6 runs per carry against freaking Florida.
Florida's a good team. I'm trying.
Florida's 6 yards per carry against Alabama. Their defense sucks.
Their run defense is not.
Their entire defense sucks.
We'll see. Again, we still. Everyone sucks. For this week, at least, at the very least, for this week, everybody sucks.
No one's good.
Because everybody thought Alabama would blow out Florida. And next thing you know, the first game, everyone thought, everyone thought like Ohio State would put up 50 points against Tulsa, and they didn't.
Here's the thing with Alabama and Florida. Alabama and Florida only didn't go to overtime because Florida called a bad play, and then they executed it bad. They called a slow mesh, and people who looked at the film basically said if they would have just handed the ball off, it would have been a touchdown. If their backup quarterback, who's their running quarterback, would have been in the end, it would have been a better chance at a touchdown. Or if they would have caught a better play, it could have been a touchdown. So Alabama and Florida really should have went to overtime, and Alabama could have lost.
I don't think they would have lost in overtime.
I'm not saying they would have, but they could have. Yeah. Because everyone sucks.
Yeah. No one can keep a lead for real. That's really what it – everyone seems to be young and suck because, like – teams go up 21, you're like, that might not last that long.
No. So, one thing that someone said.
Everyone looking like the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl.
One thing that someone said that kind of makes sense. They essentially said that the reason why there's so much parity, which is the nice way to put it, I'm just going to say everyone sucks, is because all of the good teams, basically this is what they said. They said all of the good teams had their best players go to the draft. Because even though you're going to give them an extra year, they're going to go to the draft. All of the bad or mediocre teams, they have their good players stayed an extra year because they weren't good enough to go to the draft. So it equaled out the competition because all of the really good teams are young and all of the mediocre to other teams have all of their best players still who are super seniors. And as we all know, college football is a game where super seniors help. That's why Northwestern is good every 3 years, because every year when they have every third year, when they have a good senior class, they beat everybody.
Yeah.
And so that was the only thing that was like a really good, in my opinion, it was like a really good like statement of like why it's going this way, of like why, you know, some teams who we don't expect to be good are good and some teams who we think are going to be bad are not, essentially just because the mediocre teams have all of their best players back for their fifth or sixth year, and the good teams who lose everyone are young.
Yeah.
But that's not fun to say. It's just fun. It's just better to say everyone sucks.
Yeah, no, jokes over facts.
What do you think this is?
You thought we would give real insight on this? No.
I'm here to crack jokes. I don't care about anything else.
Nothing else.
So yeah. Any other lasting thoughts on the Big Ten or why everyone sucks?
Nah. You pretty much hit it right on the head. Like that's really the reason. And probably it'll probably be like week 5, week 6, where we'll be saying like, okay, these teams are good, now everybody else sucks. Because they got it together. Or, hopefully, I hope, everyone continues to suck and we get all these heart-wrenching, exciting games every week.
Please, that would be so fun. that would be the best part.
I'm here for Akron to give Ohio State a scare.
Too far. Too far. That's too much fun. That is too much fun. Reel it back a little bit. That's like freshman year in college fun. Like, we're adults now. We need to have fun, but I got to work in the morning.
Morning. Yeah, okay.
But we're at the level of fun where it's like we're young and don't have kids. Like, typical college football is like
go on vacation fun.
Yeah, like typical college football.
Not get blackout drunk fun. Got you.
Yes, exactly. Typical college football is like I'm 35 with kids at home, so fun is like a date night to Applebee's. That's like typical college football. Right now, we're in like...
He's getting married, y'all. Remember that.
Right now, we're in the perfect space of like, I'm like 26 to 28. I got my first full-time job and I'm going on vacation fun. I don't need 18-year-old freshman in college. I'm drinking New Amsterdam that the random guy at the gas station bought me fun. Keep that away.
Gas station vodka fun.
I don't want that. Oh, Akron giving Ohio State a scare is gas station vodka fun. I don't want that.
Yeah, man, for 1 week. Just 1 week.
No.
See if you still got it, you know? It's like... It's like how homecoming probably might turn into. Like that, just that one weekend where you go, I'm young real quick. Yeah, I can do this again.
That was this weekend, and I'm not good. I don't got it. I don't.
That was me last week. Ooh, I cannot do this. I have made a grave adult mistake.
I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, but I came back from Miami and went straight to work. I came back that Monday and went straight to work. And people were like, what are you doing? I don't even know, man. I don't.
Dante doesn't love himself.
Nah, obviously not.
Wow.
I bought 2K. Okay. So
you bought 2K? I knew you were going to do it.
2K, it's a lot of fun, too, and I'm having fun. I'm so mad.
don't say that, because now I'm going to buy 2K.
Bruh, I already dropped my first track. Like, this game is hilarious.
I forgot you could be a rapper. Okay, this podcast is going off the rails. So, We don't have nothing else to say. We want 26 to 28 year old first full time job going on vacation fund for the rest of the season. Yep. We do not want 35 two kids at home. I'm going on a date night to Applebee's fund, and we do not want 18 year old drinking New Amsterdam and Svedka and getting blackout drunk when on a Tuesday night and waking up at 7 p.m. the next day and missing all of your classes. Wake up and remember that you have an exam that you failed and your class only has 3 exams all semester. We don't want that kind of fun. That's too far. Let's just stay right where we're at, and this is going to be the best college football season we've had in a very long time. As always, thank you for traveling I-70 with us. If you enjoy this episode, leave a 5-star review and mention Dante and I. You can find me on Twitter at JordanW330. Dante, where can they find you?
At DanteM10216. I got it right this time. Look at it.
It was two weeks. I was wondering if you were going to mess it up. All right. Thanks. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Don't go buy 2K.
I don't know about that one.